打开提摩太前书第一章。
Please open your Bible to First Timothy chapter one.
我们回来读我们的提摩太前书第一章第十八节。
And we have returned to First Timothy chapter one and verse 18.
提摩太前书第一章第十八节说：“我儿提摩太啊。”我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令托交托你，叫你因此可以打美好的仗，常存信心和无愧的良心。有人丢弃良心，就在真道上，如同船破坏一般。其中有许米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦。使他们受责罚，就不再放纵了。
First Timothy 1:18. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith.Among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
我们今天就要跟大家思想这简单的三节经文。
And today we will discuss with all of us this simple three verses.
这里在讲到属灵的征战。
This is about spiritual warfare.
特别在第一章第十八节，保罗叫提摩太要打那美好的仗。
Especially in chapter 1 verse 18, Paul charged Timothy to wage the good warfare.
我们可以用英文说 pick a fight.
And it is like picking a fight.
为什么你要打仗呢？
Why be engaged in warfare?
所以在这边我们要跟大家来思想这个问题，让我们首先给你看那个今天的大纲。
And we want to think about this question, but let's first look at the outline for today's sermon.
所以第一呢，我们要给大家看要打美好的仗。
Firstly is the fight.
第二就是要存着信心。
And secondly is the faith.
第三要至死忠心。
Thirdly, the faithfulness.
最后呢，要至死各案。
And finally, the fatality.
所以我们要大家一起来思想这段圣经。
So we want to think about this passage.
首先呢，请大家看。
Firstly, let's look at this.
看第十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
第十八节这里他说要打那美好的仗。
And in verse 18, it's talking about waging the good warfare or picking up the fight.
所以他说：“我和提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。”
This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare.
这里在 ESV 讲到 good warfare 这个。In NIV 跟 New American Standard 它翻译成 fight the good fight.
And in the ESV is translated wage the good warfare, but in NIV and NASB is translated fight the good fight.
所以在我第一点就是 the fight, 就是那个仗。
So the first point of today's sermon is the fight.
第二呢，我给大家看保存着的信心。
And secondly, we shall look at the faith.
你看到 holding faith, 存着信心这四个字就是第二点。
And the second point comes from the first part of verse 19, holding faith.
第三点呢，我们要大家看这个提到至死忠心，就是讲 faithfulness。这边讲到说要存无愧的良心，你如果存无愧的良心，你就是忠心。
And the third point is the faithfulness, where it is actually referring to a good conscience.If you have a good conscience, then you are faithful.
你如果忠心于主，你不允许你的良心有做一些违背主的事情，这个就是忠心。
And if you do not allow your conscience to do anything against the Lord, it means you remain faithful to the Lord.
最后呢，我们看一个个案，这个一个负面的个案，这个个案就是促使你死的一个个案，就是提到许 许米乃和亚历山大，因为他们丢弃了良心，在十九节所以保罗把他交给撒旦来受责罚。
And lastly, we have a negative case study. There was a fatality over here, Hymenaeus and Alexander, because they have forsook the good conscience, and therefore they have been handed over to Satan.
所以让我们来首先来看这场仗是怎么一场仗。
So firstly, let us look at what sort of fight this is.
首先呢，我们看这里他说要打美好的仗，为什么保罗要提摩太去打仗呢？
And Paul charged Timothy to wage the good warfare or fight the good fight. Why did Paul ask Timothy to pick up a fight?
为什么要打仗？打什么仗？
What kind of war is he to wage?
当然我们讲的是属灵的战争。
Of course, we are talking about spiritual warfare.
你知道我们在这场战争中吗？我们每一个人都在打这场仗，这个仗我们就在战争中。
Do you know that each and every one of us is involved in this war?
我们的问题，我们的危险就是我们都不知道我们在战争里面。
For some of us, the danger is that we are not even aware that we are engaged in a war.
彼得前书讲到说，务要谨慎警醒，要谨守警醒，因为你的仇敌魔鬼如同号叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吃的人。
First Peter 5:8 tells us to be sober-minded and be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
所以你看到魔鬼撒旦就不断的在好像嚎叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吃的人。
The devil is prowling around like a roaring lion and he's seeking someone to devour.
所以这边的我们的对手呢，我们的敌人呢，就是魔鬼。
So our enemy is the devil.
英文圣经翻译的很清楚的 ，adversary 就是抵挡者。
The adversary means someone who is against us.
所以这里讲到就是抵挡神的那一个人在寻找可吞吃的人，如果你不小心，你就被他吞吃了。
So the one who is against God is the devil, and if you are not careful, you will be devoured by him.
现在我们在周围里面都有一个无形的狮子在寻找，看看我们软弱的时候就被他吞吃。
So actually, around us is this invisible lion who is prowling around and seeing whom he can eat.
主耶稣被试探的时候，他说：“撒旦推我去吧。”那个华文圣经就讲得很清楚，撒旦就是那个抵挡的意思。
And when Jesus was tempted and he said, Be gone, Satan. The word Satan actually is the same word for adversary.
所以这里我们看到撒旦是真的，而且他到处游行，必要寻找可吃吞吃的人。
So from here we can see that Satan is real and he is prowling around seeking whom he may devour.
但是主的话告诉我们，那个杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
However, the word of God tells us, do not be afraid of the one who can kill the body, but not kill the soul.
所以我们要很清楚，我们每一天都在这个属灵的征战当中。
So we must be clear that every day we are involved in a spiritual warfare.
以弗所书六章十二节说我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及那天空属灵的恶魔征战。
Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
注意到我们不是以属血气，不是这个世界征战。
So we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, in other words, not against this world.
它是征战，是那个属灵的那个恶魔征战。
And we areWrestling against the spiritual forces of evil.
所以我们每一个人都处在这个战争当中。
So each and every one of us are in the midst of battle.
但是问题是我们很不小心，没有注意到，我们就是在这个当中，我们竟然不注意到我们是处在战场里面。
But the dangerous thing is that even though we are in the war zone, but some of us do not realize that.
有很多人，甚至有一个作家，他这么形容，他说我们其实是在敌人的战场里面，就是我们是 beyond the enemy line， 就是说我们现在是这个地方呢是敌人的地方，我们不属于这个地方，但是我们在敌人的地区里面。
And there was an author who said that we are actually behind enemy lines now. We are actually not in our own place, but we are in the enemy's territory.
周围都是敌人。
Surrounding us are enemies.
我们一不小心就跌倒。
And once we are not careful, we fall.
一不小心我们就被吞吃。
And once we are not careful, we will be devoured.
其实基督徒的生命是代表是一个战争的生命。
The Christian life is a life of battle.
我们跟我们属肉体征战。
We battle against our flesh.
我们跟这个世界的这个征战。
We battle against the world.
而且我们是跟魔鬼征战。
And we battle against Satan.
当保罗要离开世界的时候，他就讲说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。”
When Paul was nearing the end of his life, he wrote, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith."
所以呢，我们在这里看到，我们每一个人都有一场仗要打。
So we can see here that each and every one of us has a battle to fight.
准备，请问你准备好打这场仗了吗？
The question is, are you ready to fight this war?
或是你已经不知道你在这个战场里面。
Or are you not even aware that you are actually in the war zone?
所以首先让我们来看这场战是怎么打的，这场是怎么战。
So firstly, let us look at what kind of fight this is.
所以首先呢，让我们看到第十八节，他说：“我和提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托给你，就。”叫你可以打那美好的仗。
Verse 18, this charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare.
所以讲到这个命令呢，其实在跟第三节呢，他说他把保罗把提摩太留在以弗所，好嘱咐那个人。嘱咐这两个字跟这里的命令是同一个字，意思就是命令。
And this is the same word used in verse 3, when Paul urged Timothy to stay at Ephesus so that he may charge certain persons.
所以刚才我们一直在问，这个打美好的仗是什么一回事呢？
And we have been asking, what is this good fight about?
原来记得吗？我们在讲第三节的时候，他说保罗把提摩太留在马其顿，不要他吩咐，要他命令这几个人不可传异教，不同的福音。
And we read in verse 3 that Paul urged Timothy to stay in Ephesus to charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
所以第一章第一节到十一节我们讲的是异教的传播的禁止。
So from chapter 1 verses 1 to 11, we can call that preventing the spread of false teaching.
当他讲说要禁止之后呢，他说禁止这个异教的传播。第二呢，他就说保罗就在第十二到十七节把正确的教导、正确的福音呈现出来。
So in verses 12 to 17, Paul presented the truth of the gospel.
那么这段圣经今天我们要跟大家看的就是保罗劝提摩太打美好的仗的劝勉或者勉励。
And in the passage that we are looking at now, verses 18 to 20, actually is Paul persuading Timothy to fight the good fight.
所以在读这段圣经的时候，很多人都有很好奇，因为这边有一句话，这里说到，他说我儿提摩太啊，我照做从前指着你的预言，这个是什么预言呢？
And many people as they read this verse are very curious over what would be the prophecies previously made about Timothy were.
意思说当时候呢，很可能主已经明显了有一个预言指到提摩太是神所拣选的，而且要指他说要接续保罗继续来服侍主。
And it is very possible that God actually revealed through prophecies to Paul that Timothy will become a believer.
不只是相信，不是成为一个基督徒，而且是要来服侍主。
And not just a believer, but also to serve the Lord.
就好像记得保罗跟这个巴拿巴吗？他们教会神的圣灵告诉教会说，要把巴拿巴跟保罗拆派出去，这个是一个预言。就好像现在也有同样一个预言说，提摩太要拆派出去做我的工作。
And remember that before Paul and Barnabas were sent on a missionary journey by the church, the Holy Spirit actually revealed to the church to send Paul and Barnabas. So such was a prophecy that would be similar to Timothy, that the Holy Spirit revealed to Paul that Timothy would be sent to serve him.
所以在这里我们看到保罗把提摩太留在马其顿是要阻止那些人不可传异教，命令他们不可传异教。
So Paul left Timothy in Ephesus to prevent certain people from teaching false doctrine.
不只是 prevent, 是 forbid, 意思说禁止他们。
Is to forbid them from teaching false doctrine.
所以现在保罗说，现在我已经告诉你那个命令是什么，现在出去打。
So after Paul gave this charge, now he is telling Timothy, go fight this war now.
啊，请问去哪里打？那个前线在哪里？
Go where to fight this war? Where is the front line?
你打仗的时候，你一定要知道前线在哪里，在哪里打。
Before you fight a war, you must know where is the front line.
你大家记得吗？在第二次世界大战。
Do you all remember in World War II?
你记得吗？当时候日本人呢去打美国。
Do you remember that the Japanese attacked USA?
啊，他去打这个珍珠港。
And they attacked Pearl Harbor.
啊，日本人以为他很大的军舰，他有很高的科技，他有很强的这个海军，他能够去统治世界。
And the Japanese thought that they have the best technology and they have the best naval vessels, so they can rule the world.
所以他认为打仗的前线就是最强的。这个海军
，and they thought that the best place to fight the war is to have the best navy.
结果你记得吗？当美国怎么打胜这场仗
？But do you remember how did USA win the war?
美国在 Hiroshima 丢了一颗原子弹
，and USA dropped an atomic bomb in Hiroshima.
结果战争结束了
，and the war ended.
你知道吗？那场仗是打。原子弹不是打那个海军的仗。
So you realize that the war is about the atomic bomb and not about the navy.
你看错方向，你打错仗，结果你输了。
And if you are fighting the wrong war at the wrong front, you will lose.
人家已经在制造这个原子弹，你还在制造军舰。
And when people are building atomic bombs, you are still building naval vessels.
所以日本输了。
So Japan lost the war.
还有一个例子。
There's another example.
如果你去圣淘沙。
If you go to Sentosa.
你看到新加坡在圣淘沙呢，有很多大炮指着南中这个南海。
And you will find at Sentosa large cannons that pointed in the south towards the sea.
因为当时候这个英国军队在新加坡的时候说，如果日本人要攻打我们呢，他一定是用军舰来，他们才后面在大炮全部指着南边，因为他知道他们预测南边就是那个前线。
Because the British thought that if the Japanese were to attack Singapore, they must be coming from the sea.By navy vessels, so they pointed all their big guns towards the sea.
所以我们的学生都知道，请问日本人从哪里进攻新加坡
？And all our students know about this. Where did the Japanese come in their attack?
他们从九号骑脚踏车进来。
They came from Johor by riding on bicycles.
所以英国的Winston Churchill 就宣告新加坡失守了。
And British Premier then Winston Churchill.Announced that Singapore is lost.
中国这个英国人的这个军队全部跑去南部，但是北部空空的，这个日本人就进来了。
So all the British army or the soldiers all went to the south of the island, but never did they know that the Japanese were coming from the north and it was unguarded.
所以如果你相信我们是在战争中，请问这个战争的前线在哪里？
So if you believe that we are engaged in a war, where is the front line of the war?
今天有很多人认为战争的前线呢，就是在赶鬼。
And some people think that the front line is casting demons.
很多人就是讲到鬼魔来搅扰我们，所以他要用各种方法去把这个鬼赶出去。
Some people think that, you know, we are being disturbed by Satan and his minions, the demons, so we must try our best to cast them out.
他们有这个酒鬼，有赌鬼，也有赌博的鬼。
And they have demons of gambling and the evil spirits of drinking and such and such.
甚至后面还有一个就是这个这个讲到这个美国，他有提到这个 有这个战略性的跟鬼魔的征战。
And in the United States, they even have strategies of how to engage demons.
他们认为这个魔鬼呢有地区性的。
And they think that they are what is called territorial spirits.
所以他们必须要去针对这个这个地区的鬼魔，而且不要针对小鬼，要针对那个大鬼。
And they believe that there are also different hierarchies of demons in these different territories. So they go straight to the head demon rather than to deal with the minions.
所以他们还没有传福音之前呢，他派一队人去那边。去那边祷告，然后要去找出那个这个鬼，这个地区的鬼是叫什么名字，然后要用神的名把它赶出来。
So before they go to that place to preach the gospel, they will send a team to go in first to discover or to find out what is the name of the head demon there, and they will want to cast him out first.
所以很多精神跟很多的这个资源朝这个方向去。
So they spend a lot of effort and resources in this direction.
花了很多时间，花了很多精力，结果这个不是前线。
And they spend a lot of time and effort to end up discovering that this is not.
如果你查考圣经呢，圣经很少提到这个赶鬼这方面的事情，特别是在书信里面没有提到。
If you search the scriptures, you will realize that the scriptures has very little mention on the casting out of demons.And there is no mention of casting out demons in the epistles.
请你打开以弗所书第六章看一看。
Please turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6.
你在全本圣经里面讲到如何对付魔鬼最多的经文呢，就在以弗所书第六章。
And in the whole Bible, the most extensive treatment on how to deal with demons is found in Ephesians 6.
请大家打开这个以弗所书第六章十一节，我们一起看。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 and let's read that together.
他说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。他说因为我们并不是以血气的征战，乃是由那执政的掌权的管辖这幽暗世界的以及空中属灵的恶魔征战。所以呢，你要拿起神所赐的全副军装，你看到吗？所有的东西，神所赐的全副军装全部拿起来，那么你就能够抵挡仇敌，并且能够成就这一切，还能站立得住。像这些东西是什么呢？你看第十四节，所以你要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上，此外又拿着信心，这个信德就是信心，当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者的一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并且因此警醒不倦，为正途祈求，也为我祈求，使我得口才，再得以放胆讲明福音的奥秘。
Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm.So what are the elements of the armor of God in verse 14? Stand therefore having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit,with all prayer and supplication, to that end keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel.
你有注意看到这个全副军装，这些是什么武器来抵挡魔鬼吗？
Can you see what are the weapons that's used in this whole armor of God when we struggle against the devil?
而且如果你有这些军装、这些武器之后呢，你就能够站立得住。
And if you have all these pieces of the armor, you can stand firm.
这些是什么呢?
What are these?
是真理,
truth,
是公义,
righteousness,
是平安,
peace,
是信心,
faith,
是救恩,
salvation,
是神的道,
God's word,
是祷告,
prayer.
你看, 这些都是不是赶鬼, 全部都是跟圣经里面有关系的, 这些词。
And all this phrases has to do with things of the Bible and nothing to do with casting out demons.
你看到圣经里面在哥林多后书十章四到五节也是讲他们真正要打仗那个战场在哪里呢?
And also in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 to 5, where is this place where war is being engaged?
所以他是说 在哥林多后书十章四节说，我们的征战的兵器不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力攻破敌人的营垒的。那是什么呢？就是将各样的计谋，将各样阻拦认识神那些至高之士一概攻破了，又将所有的心意夺回，使他顺服基督。
2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ.
你看到那个战场在哪里呢? 战场就是我们的心意, 战场就是我们的思想, 战场就是神在这些我们的这个整个人的这个人生观跟对世界观。
So, the war zone or the front line is actually in our thoughts, in our desires, and in our worldview.
所以我们在世界里面呢，真正的战场就是我们这个头脑，我们这个心。
So as we strive in this world, the real front line is our mind and our heart.
我会继续讲下去。
And let me continue.
让我先来跟你讲这第二点。第一点就是打那美好的仗。
But firstly, let me continue on the outline. The first point is the fight, and the second point.
第二就是要保存那个信心。
And the second point is the faith.
你看第十九节。
Look at verse 19.
他说长存信心这四个字。
Holding faith.
这里呢，你很注意到这个 holding faith 的英文里面这个信心呢，没有那个definite article， 就是那个冠词。
And in the English, there is no definite article the.
所以这边讲的信心是指什么信心呢?
So what sort of faith is this referring to?
当然有一个可能是指个人的这个信心的大小。
Of course, it could be referring to a personal faith, whether it is big or small.
但是这句话呢，在六章十二节它又在重复了。
But this phrase is repeated in chapter 6, verse 12.
这是保罗自己说。 你要为这个真道打那美好的仗，他讲到那个什么仗是真道的仗。
And in chapter 6 verse 12, Paul repeats himself, fight the good fight of the faith.
所以这边讲 the faith 就是那个faith是什么呢？那个信心，那个其实他讲的是信仰。
And in chapter 6 verse 12, it is regarding the faith with a definite article. So what is the faith? It is referring to our set of doctrines.
所以这里讲的就是我们所相信的那一套，那一个真理。
In other words, this is the set of truth that we believe in.
因为如果我们看它的背景和它的 context，
if we look at the context of the epistle，
刚才我们已经讲了第三节，他保提摩太留在马其顿，要嘱咐那些人不可传异教。
Paul left Timothy in Ephesus to forbid those people from preaching false doctrine.
所以这个就是禁止他们传异教，要传什么？传纯正的道理。
And to forbid those from preaching false doctrine, but what is Timothy supposed to do? He's supposed to preach the truth.
所以呢，在这边我们就看到，这边讲到 holding faith， 就是说存什么，存着，保存着这个真正的信仰。
So to hold faith here, holding faith is referring to holding on to the set of doctrines.
所以你看到提摩太的里面，提摩太前后书都常常提到这里。他说：“提摩太，你要保守所托付你的。”
And in fact, this has often been repeated in 1st and 2nd Timothy, in 1st Timothy 6:20, guard the deposit entrusted to you.
所以你看到他说，托付你的就是那个信仰。我们再看。 提摩太后书一章十四节，他就更加清楚的讲，托付你的什么？他说从前所托付你的善道，你要牢牢的守着。
And Second Timothy 1:14 is even clearer. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. This good deposit would be the set of doctrines that Timothy was taught.
提犹大书的第三节也是这么讲，他说为从前一次交付你的圣徒的真道戒律争辩。
Jude, verse 3, we are to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
所以我们看到这里很清楚，保罗讲就是为着真道，为着神所交托我们的道，要为此来征战。
So we are supposed to guard this good deposit. We're supposed to contend for the faith that was handed to us.
为什么呢？因为我们这个教会呢，就是永生神的教会。这个教会是神的，而且是这个教会是神真理的柱石和根基。
Why? Because the church is the church of the living God, and the church is a pillar and buttress of the truth.
所以我们每一间教会，每一个传道人呢，都必须为真理来争辩。
So each and every church, each and every preacher must be contending for the faith.
如果我们研究圣经，真理为真理争辩是教会的责任，不是神学院的责任。
If we study the scriptures carefully, we realize that contending for the faith and upholding the truth is the responsibility of the church and not the seminary.
以前所有的这个牧师、传道人都是神学家。
It used to be in the past that every pastor and preacher is a theologian.
啊，因为你看到神把管理、保守、看顾真理的责任交给教会。
Because God has handed over the guarding of and the defending and the contending of the faith to the church.
所以这边讲到说，你看到教会就是真理的柱石跟根基。
The church is a pillar and buttress of the truth.
根基就是不能动摇，柱子就是支撑真理的。
A buttress means that it cannot move, and a pillar supports.
所以从一开始呢，创世纪一讲的时候呢，我们就发现神，我们就人就面对两个选择。
And we realize that even at the beginning of Genesis, man was faced with two choices.
神创造这个人之后呢，把它放在伊甸园里面。神说，所有的树的果子你都可以吃，只有一棵树的果子你不可以吃。
And when God created man, He placed man in the Garden of Eden and instructed him that all the fruits of the trees they can eat except one.
但是这个魔鬼就来了，说你吃的日子不会死。神说死，我告诉你不会死。
But the devil came and told the woman that when the day that you shall eat of it, you will not die. But actually, God said you shall die.
所以就现在，你要听神的话呢，还是听魔鬼的话
？So right now, you have two choices. Do you listen to God or listen to the devil?
你没有注意到魔鬼来就是常常攻击神所说的话。
And you realize that whenever the devil comes, he would attack what God says.
来到新约的时候，主把福音传给我们。但是你又发现魔鬼又在当中搅乱，所以保罗说，如果有人或者天使传一个福音跟我们传的不一样，他应该受咒诅。
So when we come to the New Testament, after Jesus preached the gospel to the lost, and the devil comes and he tries to stir up trouble, therefore Paul wrote to the Galatians, if any angel or any man comes along and preach to you a different gospel, he is to be accursed.
所以那个战场，属灵战场的前线在哪里呢？
So where is the front line of this spiritual warfare?
就是要持守神的道，让我们的心，我们的思想被神的道来充满。
We are to be holding God's truth in our hearts and our minds, and we must fill our hearts and minds with God's truth.
不是让魔鬼的话来充满。
And not to fill your heart and minds with God's word.
当我们看世界的时候呢，我们总是碰到两个声音。
When we look at the world, we are often faced with two voices.
神的话，魔鬼的话。
God's word and the devil's voice.
神的话说，这个同性恋是罪，世界告诉我们同性恋是可以的。
The word of God says homosexuality is sin, but the world says that's okay.
我们常常看到 这个在历世历代的历这个历史里面呢，不断的攻击魔鬼，不断的攻击神的话。
And we can see throughout all of history that the devil kept attacking the word of God.
攻击这个耶稣的道成肉身。
And attack the incarnation of Jesus in the flesh.
攻击有关圣灵在教会里面的工作。
And to attack about the work of the Holy Spirit in the church.
所以如果你看教会历史呢，教会不断的为真理争辩。
So if you look at the history of the church has been contending for the faith.
所以我们必须这个战场在哪里呢？因为魔鬼不断的攻击神的话，我们一定要为神的话这个来借力争辩。
So if the devil keep attacking the word of God, we must contend earnestly for the faith.
所以那个战场就是你必须要明白神的话，而且要很清楚神的教义。
So when you fight this war, you must be very clear of what are the teachings of the word of God and the doctrines that taught.
所以我们可以说 hold on to the faith， 就是说要持守这个信仰。
So we are to be holding on to the faith。
所以呢，我要为这个真理，所以你要为真理打仗，你必须要很清楚真理是什么。
And if you want to contend for the truth, you must know the truth。
这样你才能够为他来辩护。
Then you can contend or defend it。
过去我们讲了很多有关这边的教导，所以我们就不再强调。
And we have went through lots about this, so we will not overemphasize it again.
那么我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
他说，这里不但是我们要打美好的仗，我们要存着信心，而且我们要至死忠心，我们到死都要忠心。
And not only are we fighting a fight and fighting for the faith, but we must remain faithful till death.
你看第十九节。
Look at verse 19.
他说，存着信心之外呢，你要有无愧的良心，因为有人丢弃这个良心，就在真道上如同船破坏的一般。
Holding faith and a good conscience, by rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith.
所以你看到这里无愧的良心是指什么呢？
What is a good conscience?
你不但是有正确的信仰，这个信仰告诉你对跟错。
Not only do you know between right and wrong.
现在你知道是对，什么是对，什么是错。
Now that you know the difference between right and wrong.
所以你的良心已经有正确的知识之后呢，你如果违背你的良心，良心告诉你是对的，你不去做；错的，你偏偏做，你的良心就控告你。
If your conscience has been properly informed by the truth, then now knowing between right and wrong, and if you do the wrong thing, your conscience will accuse you.
所以这个是讲说，如果你有正确的良心呢，就是说你对的事情你持守到底，这个就是忠心。
And if you have a good conscience, knowing what is the truth, and you persevere in doing the right thing, that's being faithful.
如果你把这些正确的思想、正确的教义行出来，意思说你有正确的行为。
If you act upon the truth, meaning you have the right actions.
所以在这里提到说过，这个信心跟无愧的良心，实际上在讲有正确的神学思想，有正确的行为。
So holding faith and a good conscience means that you have the right theology and you have the right actions.
这个就好像提摩太前书四章十六节讲的一模一样。
And this is the same in 1 Timothy 4:16.
保罗提醒提摩太说，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
Paul reminded Timothy to keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching.
所以他说，你要谨慎自己，什么呢？谨慎自己就是我这个人的行为举止。
To keep a close watch on yourself means to pay attention to your own actions.
那么自己的教训当然就是我，如果我要教导别人，我的教训一定是要符合圣经。
And on your own teaching, meaning before you can teach others, your teaching must be consistent with the Bible.
如果我们在这些事情上恒心呢，我们这样我们就能救自己，也能够救听到的人。
And if we persist in this, by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
所以这个良心非常重要。
So the conscience is important.
有些人呢，他们你知道吗？良心不是绝对的。
You must know that your conscience is not absolute.
你知道这个社会党徒呢，他也有他的良心的。
Do Do you know that even the gangsters or those in secret societies, they also have their conscience?
这个社会党徒呢，他们也有他们的义气，讲义气的。
And they talk about their faithfulness or their loyalty.
但是他们的这个良心呢，是有错误的这个教导才产生有错误的决定。
But their conscience has received wrong teaching, and therefore it results in wrong actions.
如果你要有正确的良心呢，你必须要有神的话教导你。 直到你有正确的认识之后呢，你按照这神的话，你就知道这个良心讲的是对还是错。
And if you want to have a good conscience, it has to be properly taught by the word of God, so that you can distinguish clearly between right and wrong.
如果你的良心控告你，你硬着心去做，我们讲的是刚硬自己的心。
And if your conscience accuses you, and you still persist in the wrong action, this is called hardening your heart.
如果你要犯罪的时候，你良心控告你，你还去做的话，你长久这样做，你会使你的良心变成刚硬。
And if when you are going to commit a sin and your conscience accuses you, but you still persist in sinning, in the long run, you will harden your own heart.
这样你的良心就会变成 被铁热铁烙惯了之后，变成没有作用。
That means that your conscience has been seared by iron and it will lose its effectiveness.
今天这个良心已经慢慢的消失，今天没有人讲良心了。
Today, conscience has faded because many people do not talk about conscience anymore.
所以下一个主日呢，我要跟大家讲这个主题良心。
So in our next Lord's Day, I will actually focus on this theme of the conscience.
讲到这个良心跟我们过成圣生活，我们怎么胜过罪恶的关系。
And we will talk about how is the conscience related to our sanctification.
所以我们今天呢，只要讲比较大的图面，意思说我们现在讲到，你看，它要有正确的真理，然后它有正确的行为。
So today we are just looking at the broader picture of having the right doctrine and also the right action.
请问那个战场在哪里？
So where is the front line?
那个战场呢，就是在神的话语上面。
And the front line is on God's word.
这是第一点。
That's the first point.
但是第二个战场的前线在哪里？ 它就在我们的圣洁的生活。
And secondly, the front line is in our own righteous and sanctified living.
如果我们有无愧的良心，就是说我的良心有神的话语来指导我，那么我按照我的良心去做，我们就有正确、有见证的生活。
And if our conscience has been properly informed by God's truth, and then we act upon it, then we will have the right kind of living.
今天呢，魔鬼不断的攻击我们，第一，他攻击圣经的话。
And today the devil keep attacking us, firstly by attacking the word of God.
第二，他不断的攻击我们，要使我们犯罪。
And secondly, the devil attacks us by tempting us to sin.
使我们不听良心，听他的话。
He wants us to not obey our conscience, but listen to him.
我告诉大家，你知道为什么魔鬼不断的来引诱我们吗？
Let me tell you, why does the devil keep coming to tempt us?
他如果引诱我们，意思他不能够逼我犯罪，所以他要引诱，让我自己去犯罪。
He cannot force us to sin, but he wants to tempt us so that we commit the sin on our own accord.
所以所有的人犯罪是因为我们自己犯罪，不是魔鬼逼你犯罪，魔鬼从来不能够逼你犯罪。
So each and every one of us, when we sin, it is not because the devil forced us to. We commit the sin ourselves.
所以魔鬼能够引诱你，引诱你是因为他不能够逼你，是要引诱你，让你自己犯罪。
So the devil has to tempt you, that's because he cannot force you, but he tempts you so that you will commit the sin on your own accord.
很多人说他很怕魔鬼。
Many people say that they are fearful of the devil.
很多人说，哎呀，你不知道，昨天晚上看到一个无头鬼。
And they say that, oh, you don't know, I saw a headless ghost last night.
而且我就问你，他的头都保不住，你也怕他。
And I ask you, he cannot even keep his own head, you are afraid of him.
为什么魔鬼一直吓你，你知道吗？
Why does the devil keep coming to frighten you, do you know?
因为他没有权利控制你，所以他一直吓你，所以你怕，吓到你自己怕。
because he has no way to control you, so he can only scare you and let you be frightened yourself.
所以魔鬼是非常的狡猾。
And the devil is cunning.
他要攻击我们的时候，他不要用一刀一枪，他要用借刀，要借刀杀人。
And he doesn't come straight with a knife and a gun. He wants to kill you from the side.
怎么样做呢？
How does he do that?
他使我们犯罪。当我们一犯罪之后呢，神对付我们，不是他对付我们。
He wants you to sin because when we sin, he doesn't need to deal with us anymore because God will deal with us.
这件事情呢，这个魔鬼的诡计，其实在启示录有提到。
And this kind of schemes of the devil is mentioned in Revelation.
启示录第二章十四节讲到他责备这个教会，那么他说你们服从了巴兰的教训。
And in Revelation 2:14, when the church was being rebuked, they have been accused by their holding the teaching of Balaam.
为什么？什么叫做巴兰的教训呢？
What is Balaam's teaching?
巴兰到底是谁呢？
Who was Balaam?
当然巴兰就是旧约里面的一个先知。
Balaam was an Old Testament prophet.
这个先知呢，人给了这个钱，给钱他，叫他咒诅以色列人。
And a Gentile king paid Balaam money and asked Balaam to curse Israel.
那么他没有办法，这个做不到，他不能够咒诅以色列人。
But Balaam failed to curse Israel.
结果他想出了一个办法。
So he thought of a plan.
想出的办法是什么呢？他教他说，让这个摩亚的女子使到这些以色列人犯罪。
And Balaam advised the Gentile king to send in Moabite women to cause Israelites to sin.
所以民数记三十一章就讲到说，这个巴兰的计谋呢，是要使到以色列人犯这个奸淫的罪。结果神攻击他，使到瘟疫，使到很多人因瘟疫而死。
Numbers 31:16 tells us that on Balaam's advice caused the people of Israel to act treacherously against the Lord in the incident of Peor, which is with the adultery with the Moabite women, and because of that, the plague came among the congregation of the Lord.
所以这件事情给我们看到神保护以色列人。
So this incident showed us that God protected the Israelites.
魔鬼没有办法攻击以色列人。
The devil could not attack the Israelites.
就好像我们神保护我们，魔鬼没有办法来攻击我们。
Just like God protecting us, and the devil cannot attack us.
所以他整天吓我们。
So he tries to frighten us.
他吓我们就是表示他没有能力吓害我们。
And the very reason that he has to frighten us shows that he has no power to harm us.
如果有能力抢你的东西，我还吓你做什么？我直接过去就拿了就走了嘛。
If I have the ability to take your things, I do not need to frighten you or bully you. I just go there, take it and leave.
魔鬼不但吓我们，他还引诱我们，不断的引诱我们。为什么呢？因为他不能逼我们犯罪，但是真正犯罪的是我们，所以他不断的引诱，使到我们去犯罪。
Not only does the devil not be able to control us, he cannot force us to sin. That's why he keeps tempting us and tempting us and tempting us, so that when we sin, the Lord will deal with us.
当我们犯罪的时候，神就对付我们。
And when we sin because of our own accord, not because the devil forced us to, God will deal with us.
当我们犯罪的时候，神的见证就失去了，我们就没有办法在世人面前做见证。
When we sin, our witness for the Lord has been lost, and we cannot effectively witness.
当我们犯罪，我们传的福音已经没有用了。
When we sin, the gospel that we preach will be ineffective.
所以今天你看到很多教会、很多传道人、很多牧师、很多基督徒犯罪，他一犯罪呢，他们就没有办法传福音。
And today we see a lot of preachers, a lot of Christians, when they were caught sinning, they cannot preach the gospel anymore.
所以你看到魔鬼的厉害吗？
So can you see the cunning of the devil?
所以如果魔鬼的战场呢，就是神的话，就是我们的这个圣洁的生活。
So the front line of the devil is on God's word and on our sanctification.
如果是这样的话呢，我们一定要站稳在基督的话语上。
If that is the case, we must stand firm upon Jesus' word.
我们一定要站稳在我们的圣洁的生活上，不允许他引诱我们犯罪。
We must stand firm on our sanctification and not allow the devil to tempt us to sin.
但是如果我们花很多精神在研究这个冷酷的神学，或者是去赶鬼，或者去做很多事情， 我们没有在成圣的道路上面去荣耀神呢，这个就是中了魔鬼的诡计。
But if we spend a lot of time focusing on the discussion on cold hard theology statements, or we spend our time on casting out demons, we would have actually been attacked by the Satan, and we cannot live a sanctified life.
所以我们必须要知道那个战场在哪里。
So we must know where is the front line.
那个战场就是属灵的战争。
And this is a spiritual warfare.
我们敌人就是魔鬼。
Our enemy is the devil.
所以他的战场呢，就是那个信心，这个神的信心。
And his front line is on our faithfulness to God.
我们的信仰的立场。
And our theology.
就是另外呢，就是我们的见证，或者是我们的良心。
And thirdly, it is our witness or our conscience.
如果我们持守到底，我们就是忠心。
And if we persevere, we are faithful.
那么最后我们看一个致死的个案，这个个案致死，使到这个有负面的影响。
And lastly, let us look at the negative case study, a fatality.
你看第二十节。
Look at verse 20.
他说其中有许米乃和亚历山大。
Among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander?
我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再放逐了。
Whom I have handed over to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme.
所以这里你看到保罗很清楚地讲出这两个人是谁。
And Paul clearly identified two individuals.
这两个人的名字被讲出来。
And he named them.
啊，你会发现，哎呀，保罗，为什么你这样没有爱心，竟然把人的名字都讲出来？
And some people say, "Oh, Paul, why are you so unloving? How can you name people?"
弟兄姐妹，这个为什么他要把这个名字讲出来呢
？Brothers and sisters, why did Paul name these individuals?
因为这个人在传异教。
Because they were preaching false doctrine.
这个异教会使人下地狱的。
Such false doctrines lead people to hell.
就好像我告诉你，这个我们的桌子上这边有十个杯，里面有一个杯呢是有毒的。
It's like if I were to tell you, here is a table with 10 cups, one of it is filled with poison.
我不要跟你讲，那个黄色的杯是有毒的。你说，哎呀，这边有一个杯，那你去摸摸，到底是哪一个？这个是爱心还是没有爱心？真正的有爱心是这个黄色的杯有毒，神这不但是告诉你，他马上杯拿走。
And if the yellow cup contains poison, but I do not tell you, I just tell you that one of the cups contains poison, and I let you figure it out on your own, that is not love. But if I know that the yellow cup contains poison, not only should I tell you the yellow cup has poison, I should remove it from you.
啊，所以我们一定要指出这个人是谁，然后要把他们从当中拿走，叫他们离开我们，不允许他在我们当中里面散播这些假的教导，影响我们的人。
So not only are we to name these false teachers.But we have to remove them so that they will not spread false teaching among us.
所以他说，这边他说，保罗说，我已经把他交给撒旦，让他们受责罚，就不再放逐了。
So Paul says that he has handed them over to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme.
所以这边什么叫做把他们交给撒旦呢？
What does it mean to be handed over to Satan?
啊，意思说我们知道这个世界是握在那个撒旦的手里。
We know that this world is in the hands of Satan.
我和教会呢，其实是保护我们从撒旦的手中保护。你知道，神给我们教会有一个目的，当然是要敬拜神，要传福音。但是还有一个目的是要教导我们，要保护我们。
And God has given us the church for a few purposes. Of course, one is to worship God, but secondly, the church is to teach us and to protect us.
就好像牧羊人要照顾那个羊，不允许有豺狼进来。
It's like the shepherd who takes care of the sheep and do not allow the fierce wolves to come in.
所以当如果一个人被赶出教会呢，那个意思是他把他交给撒旦。
So to hand over to Satan means to throw someone out of the church.
因为你在教会里面不愿意受教导，你不但不愿意受教导，你还把错误的教导交给别人，你造成极大的破坏。所以我们一定要禁止你，阻止你，然后把你赶出去。
So if someone is refusing teaching and at the same time also spreading false doctrine and affecting others, we will throw this person out of the church.
所以把他交给撒旦的意思就是把他赶出教会。
So to hand someone over to Satan means to excommunicate him and throw him out of the church.
因为教会的目标呢是要保护信徒，要教导信徒，而且要使我们彼此相爱，使我们彼此守望，让我们每一个人不犯罪。
Because the purpose of the church is to teach believers and to protect believers, and with the fellowship among believers, we will help one another not to sin.
很多人心中都有一个问题，这个许米乃和亚历山大到底是不是基督徒？他们会得救吗
？And in many people's minds is the question whether Hymenaeus and Alexander are even saved.
我个人认为他们不是信徒。
Personally, I believe that they are not believers.
记得吗？在第一章第三教第一章第三节，他们传异教，传另外一种福音。
Remember that in chapter 1 verse 3, these people were teaching a different doctrine. In other words, they were teaching a different gospel.
如果他们没有正确的福音，他们怎么信主？
If they do not have the true gospel, how can they believe in the Lord?
他们不能信主，他们就没有得救。
If they do not believe in the Lord, then they are not saved.
他们不但没有正确的福音，没有正确的真理，他们而且呢违背良心。
And not only did they not have the right theology, the right truth, they actually acted against their conscience.
你看第十九节下半段，他说有人丢弃良心，他就是指这两个人，他把良心丢弃了，就在正道上如同破坏的船一般。
And going back to verse 19, by rejecting the conscience, by rejecting this, referring to the conscience, some have made shipwreck of their faith.
所以这边丢弃良心的意思是说，他丢弃当作没有用，他拒绝良心。
So by rejecting the conscience, it means that they have thrown it away.
所以我认为这两个人是传异教，传另外一个福音，他们没有信主，而且呢，他们是假先知、假师傅。
So these two men, I believe, they do not know the true gospel. They were preaching false doctrine.And they are false teachers.
当然，将那个人交给撒旦，在哥林多前书五章的时候呢，有一个信徒在哥林多教会里面犯了一个很严重的罪，就是他娶了他父亲的继母，他的继母就是他父亲的太太。
And this same phrase handed over to Satan is also found in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.When a certain person committed a serious sin, he actually married his own stepmother, his father's second wife, and so he was handed over to Satan.
所以保罗把他说把他赶出教会，意思是把他交给撒旦。他的意思呢，就是要这个人悔改。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians 5 actually instructed the people to throw this person out of the church, or in other words, hand over to Satan for the purpose of his repentance.
所以交给撒旦这个词呢，不一定说他就永远没有办法得救。
So to be handed over to Satan does not mean that he will forever not be saved.
如果那个人认识到自己传异教，然后呢，他懂得悔改，相信真正的福音，他是可以得救。
Because if this person finally comes to realize that he is preaching false doctrine and he repents, then he can be saved.
就好像哥林多教会的那个信徒，后来他悔改了，保罗接待他。
Just like the person who was disciplined in 1 Corinthians, in the end he repented and Paul accepted him back.
所以我问大家，我们是不是处在属灵的战争当中？
So I ask all of you, are we in the midst of a spiritual warfare?
请问你是不是在打这个属灵的战？
Are you fighting this spiritual war?
你是不是随时的警醒、谨守、预备这个敌人的出现。
Are you watchful and alert and sober-minded, watching out for the appearance of the devil?
如果你是的话，你就会在神的话语上面下功夫，明白主所教导的真理。
If you are indeed watchful and sober-minded, you will be diligent in reading the Bible to know God's will.
你会持守真理。
You will persist and hold on to the faith.
不但是这样，你一定要至始忠心，你要有一个无愧的良心。
And not only that, you will be faithful and holding a good conscience.
让魔鬼们无机可乘。
So that the devil has no opportunity to attack you.
因为知道，当你犯罪的时候，不只是你犯罪，你 你使神的名受羞辱，使神的这个名字，使神的这个家受到污秽。
And know that when you sin, it is not just you who sin, but you actually bring shame to the word, the name of God and to the church of God.
盼望我们每一个人像保罗所讲的，要打这个美好的仗。
And may each and every one of us do what Paul charged.
所以
fight the good warfare.
保罗自己说他当跑的路跑尽了，当这个美好的仗他已经打过了。
And when Paul came to the end of his life, he said, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race."
盼望大家都跟保罗一起讲同样的话。
And may all of us say the same thing as Paul.